In this new segment of Advisor Revelations, the DPL team will discuss how to evaluate new solutions and address current challenges and the strategies that can help you grow your firm and AUM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Advisor Revelations podcast. My name is Blake Rittenauer. I'm an internal consultant here on the team at DPL. And also, I'm joined by Tyler Commissar, who is also an internal consultant here on the team. Today, we're going to be discussing pension replacements and what that means for your clients, and also some broader trends on how defined benefit plans are starting to go away, and you know, any more retirement is now on the individual client at the end of the day. So Tyler, would you mind giving yourself a quick introduction here?
Absolutely. Thanks, Blake. Again, my name is Tyler. I'm also one of the internal consultants on the team here at DPL. And just want to thank Blake for having me on here today. Happy to have this discussion.
Awesome. Yeah. So before we get started into some of the content here, just wanted to reiterate, make sure to visit us at dplfp.com and make sure to subscribe as well to the podcast, wherever you do get your podcasts. So just to kind of open up some broader macro trends of defined benefit plans, Tyler, what do you see as kind of the main trend overall for defined benefit plans at this time and where those are heading?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, first and foremost, it's important kind of to understand what, you know, a defined benefit plan is doing from a high level, right? So traditionally, a pension is going to be a way for a client to fund their retirement. Now, historically, right, a lot of that risk has been on the employer to fund the retirement for their employees. You know, you work 20, 30, 40 years for a company, and then they give you a pension when you retire to live on. So historically, right, clients didn't necessarily have to worry about where a majority or at least a lot of their retirement income was going to come from, because we knew, you know, we were going to get a pension when we retired. Now, pensions are becoming less and less common. You know, outside of government jobs, they're very uncommon these days, right? And I think that means a couple of things. You know, A, it means that the risk is now on the employee to fund their own retirement. That risk has kind of shifted from employer to employee, right? So I think that is one thing to take note of. You know, just the fact that clients are going to be more responsible for a lot of that retirement now. But then B, right, because this is more of a client responsibility now, right, they're going to be talking to their advisors about this more and more. So I think as an advisor, it's important to, you know, at least have a general understanding and know how to talk about this and how to position this when clients bring it up.
Yeah, and it's a great point there. Just in general, retirement is on the end client now, and with 401ks and defined contribution plans. So advisors need to be ready to have discussions to their clients and how they best structure that with these sort of plans going away. So just to kind of explain some of the differences here, Tyler, between a traditional pension and an annuity, you know, what are the differences and, you know, what are the similarities between the two vehicles?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great question, Blake. So I think starting with the similarities at a high level, right, both an annuity and a pension are typically used for a lifetime income stream, right? So what we're looking to do is create an amount of income that our client can never outlive, regardless of, you know, exactly how long they do end up living. And I think, right, one kind of key difference in a traditional pension versus an income annuity, right, historically with pensions, they're looking at level payouts. So, you know, when you're getting ready to retire, typically there's a lump sum offer or there's an annuity that you can take through the pension company that's going to give you X amount of dollars every month for, you know, as long as you live, right? And typically that's a level payout rate. Whatever you are seeing as the offer on that pension, that is exactly what your monthly income is going to be for the rest of your life. And, you know, for some clients, having a level income, it may make sense. But for a lot of clients these days, they really like the idea of rising income throughout retirement, right? Particularly as inflation continues to be a concern, we don't want to lose purchasing power over our retirement, right? So a lot of these annuities are actually structured with performance-based step-ups on your income amounts, where you know we may start out with X amount of monthly income, but if our account returns 5% that year, we get a 5% increase to our income for the next year. So annuities are actually able to have inflation adjusted riders where you are able to get increases on your income based on the performance of the account. So I think that's one key difference to kind of be aware of and take note of.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And just in general, modern annuities seem to have more flexibility than a traditional pension. And in the era of having the amount of options that we do with all the different carriers that offer these solutions, when your client gets their offer for their pension, or you know, they look at their options on the sheet of paper they get from their employer, you know, in the era of having so many options like we do today, it makes sense to look at all of the options you have available, not just the one that gets put in front of you, you know, but being able to use a partner like DPL to shop the options and see, you know, across 30, 40 different options, what really is best for the client. Maybe it is that pension they have, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's something different. And that's what I think we're trying to highlight here today is, you know, in the era of options, what's really best for the client, let's use the data and analytics and find it out. So you bring up a great point on the income for pensions, Tyler. So let's dig a little bit more into the difference between joint income or maybe reduced scheduled benefits on how pensions and annuities operate differently. So looking at a pension for joint income, how does that differ from modern annuities and how scheduled benefits may decrease?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Blake. And I think that is something else that is very important as well, right? A lot of times when a client is retiring, of course, if they have a family, if they have a spouse, right, they want to make sure that they're covered too. So even if something does happen to them, right, you want to make sure that you know, your family is going to be taken care of. So a lot of pensions, both pensions and annuities actually will offer you single lifetime income based on just yourself, or you can actually use a joint lifetime income stream, you know, based on both you and a spouse. That would actually guarantee those payments will continue to come until the second of the spouses have passed away. So as long as one of the two of you are alive, it is going to continue to make those guaranteed payments. Now, where this looks a bit different with pension and an annuity, typically in a pension, once you do pass away, the surviving spouse is not going to get 100% of the benefit that you had been getting prior to the first owner's death, right? So, you know, historically, and it's going to be different based on what company it's with, the particular policy that you're looking at, but usually you're going to have reduced benefits once that first spouse passes away if we did joint lifetime income in a pension. And I don't want to give any concrete numbers. I'd say, you know, historically that might be around 70, 75, 80% of, you know, what you were getting before, right? But it is important to know that, you know, hey, if one of these clients does pass away, well, now, you know, we may not be receiving as much income from the pension as we were before. So now we may need to look for additional, you know, resources of income. With an annuity, your joint lifetime payout rates, the way the products are structured, they base those payout rates on the younger spouse and their life expectancy. So when the first spouse passes away, right, there is no reduction in those payments. The surviving spouse is not receiving less of a benefit now, right? That income number is going to stay the same. Or if we're using a rising income stream for inflation adjustment, right, that surviving spouse could actually continue to get annual increases on their income. So I think that is another key thing to just to take note of and be aware of, you know, when evaluating pension versus annuity is, you know, with an annuity, those joint lifetime benefits, they're going to remain the same after the death of the first spouse, where with a pension that may not always be the case.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for that, Tyler. That's a great point to make. If we look at pensions and annuities in general, comparing the two, just objectively, pension was built for the employee of a company over a long period of time, not for the spouse of that employee. An annuity is built for a couple or an individual. It's built for whoever is purchasing it, not just a long-term employee of a company. So annuities are really built for the people that are purchasing the solution. So that is just in itself going to give more value to, you know, a joint couple in terms of not lowering scheduled benefits or giving more income and increasing income like we've discussed. Just to expand on that a little bit further, Tyler, what is the difference between a death benefit, between an annuity and a pension in terms of, you know, maybe annuitization or having a death benefit? What does that look like between the two vehicles?
Yeah, that's a good question, Blake. And I think that also touches on what you had mentioned a little bit earlier, just with some of the flexibility and, you know, differences that are in some of these products, right? So traditionally with a pension, there's not really going to be any residual death benefit that is left to beneficiaries, right? Typically, you can select a lifetime only that's going to pay for just your life. You can select a joint life that, you know, will pay until you and your spouse have both passed away. Again, it's all pensions are not created equal. You know, some companies will give different settlement offers, different ways to actually receive that income. You know, other instances you may see lifetime with a period certain, where we know that, you know, we're at least scheduled to get payments for X amount of years, 10, 15 years, right? But with a pension, there is not going to be any residual death benefit that is left over, right? So after you and your spouse have passed away, the pension's gone. You know, if you didn't take that lump sum up front and just took the annuity and then something were to happen, right, there is no leftover money or death benefit for beneficiaries. And when you look at annuities, historically, they operated very similar, right? In the past, before income riders were very popular, you'd have to annuitize your contract to actually begin receiving that lifetime income, which, right, that essentially would work the same way as a pension, where now we're forfeiting the cash value, we get that income stream, but there is no leftover death benefit. With a lot of these modernized and commission-free annuities, they actually utilize what are called guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefits. So we're able to receive guaranteed withdrawals for life without actually having to annuitize the contract, right? So A, what does that mean? We have more flexibility with our assets, right? With a pension, if you don't take that lump sum offer up front, right, it's gone. You cannot go back, you know, 5 years down the road and say, hey, we had a major health event. We need the rest of the lump sum that was offered to us a few years back, right? You can't do that. With an annuity, you actually have more flexibility. So you get to draw down your balance and actually maintain control of the asset. Your funds get to stay invested. You know, you can still tap into that lump sum, you know, your initial premium in the annuity if you were to need that, right? So I think when you couple that with a few of the other things that we've mentioned, it becomes very powerful, you know, just having that flexibility later in life. You know, we don't necessarily know what the future has in store, what's going to happen, you know, when our client may need access to X amount of money. So I think, you know, the all else equal, right, the more flexibility you can have within a plan, the better off that's going to be for a client.
Yeah, flexibility is, you know, whenever you can retain flexibility, it's great. So that's an amazing point to bring up there. So we've discussed a lot of differences between pensions and modern annuities and how modern annuities might be better. If you're working with DPL currently, or if you're not, it's a great time to reach out to a DPL consultant or DPL and see if you have a client who fits this mold right now and see whether or not, you know, their pension is really the best option for them, or if there's something better that we could help place for the client and get them in a better situation. So kind of to break down how that happens, now that we've talked about some differences between the two, Tyler, would you mind adding some color on how we would actually replace a pension with a modern annuity, how that operation works functionally?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another really good question, Blake. I think it's important to kind of understand the logistics of it as well. And I'd say there's honestly a couple of really good places to start when you run into a situation like that and need some analysis. You know, if you are already working with DPL, of course, you'll have an assigned consultant you'll be able to reach out to. You know, they're more than happy to walk through some of the options with you. But if you're doing just more high level research or some kind of preliminary discovery, right, DPL actually has a few analytical tools on our website, dplfp.com, where you're actually able to run some of the analysis on this yourself. So if you register for a free account and go to your MyDPL portal, you'll see we have several different kind of analytical tools where you can evaluate different client situations, right? And there's one in particular that's a guaranteed income analysis tool. So this is a tool that can really be used to kind of evaluate, you know, a scenario of, hey, does my client want to take this pension, or maybe we want to look at an annuity instead, right? So when you're running the analysis in that tool, it actually lets you run it a couple of different ways. Typically, when we're looking at a pension, what we're comparing is, okay, in our pension offer, the annuity was going to give us X amount of income per month. If we take the lump sum number that was in our pension offer and enter that into our guaranteed income analysis tool, right, it'll be able to tell you exactly how much income you can guarantee your client based on that lump sum. And oftentimes what you'll see is we're actually able to improve the client's guaranteed income amount by taking a lump sum from the pension and then placing that in another annuity and receiving income from another annuity, as opposed to, you know, just taking the first offer that was given to them in a pension. So we have those tools available to advisors to leverage. I think it could be really helpful in this particular scenario. And, you know, as you were mentioning earlier, again, in the era of options, right, particularly as a fiduciary, as an RIA, right, I think it is important to look at all of the options out there. You know, sometimes the pension may be better for your clients, sometimes it may not, but, right, it is important, you know, that you are at least doing the research, you are making sure, you know, we're leaving no stone left unturned trying to find the best solutions for our clients.
Yeah, it's a great point. And just to kind of close on that, like you said earlier, you know, not all pensions are created equal. And it's the same reason that we go to a grocery store. It's because we want options. You know, we don't just want one solution. We want 20 or 30, and we're going to pick out the best product for us, depending on the price and the quality of the product. And it's the same thing for pensions and annuities. And that's why we do it here at DPL. So if you are thinking about reaching out, reach out to us and let's take a look and see if we can find a better solution for the client. Thank you everyone for tuning in here today to the Advisor Revelations podcast. Again, we urge you to subscribe to wherever you find your podcasts, and please, you know, visit dplfp.com and check us out there. Thank you, Tyler, for the time today. Really appreciate you hopping on and adding some color on pension replacements and how we can help clients find better solutions here at DPL. Thank you all.
I appreciate the time today, Blake. Thanks for having me on here. As you alluded to, feel free to reach out to DPL if we can help with any of this.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more Advisor Revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.